For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The Washington Post is reporting special counsel Robert Mueller raised the possibility of a subpoena to President Trump's lawyers if he refused to talk to investigators. Earlier, 49 or so questions that the Mueller team is prepared to ask the president was leaked to the press. Robert Mueller's boss is pushing back against pressure from Republicans in Congress.
There have been people who have been making threats privately and publicly against me.
Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, who is overseeing the Russia investigation, said that he would not back down, even after a group of Republican lawmakers on Capitol Hill drafted articles of impeachment against him.
And I think they should understand by now the Department of Justice is not going to be extorted.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
The White House is blasting the Iran nuclear agreement ahead of President Trump's decision on whether to pull the U.S. out of the deal. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says it was a mistake for the Obama administration to enter the deal in the first place.
Iran lied on the front end. They were dishonest actors. And so the deal that was made on things that weren't accurate. And we have a big problem with that.
Sanders also says U.S. officials were given a heads up from Israel ahead of Prime Minister Netanyahu's announcement this week that evidence shows Iran lied about its nuclear program. All but a handful of the Central American migrants that reached the U.S.-Mexican border in a caravan are still waiting on the Mexican side to turn themselves in, hoping to win asylum in the United States. Officials aren't saying how many migrants have been allowed to be interviewed by the asylum officers, but organizers put that number at 8. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
There's a new study out about your heart. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
This new study reports that African Americans suffering from heart failure are less likely than white patients to get care from a heart specialist. Earlier research showing care overseen by a cardiologist does improve survival rates for heart failure patients. The new study by researchers at the University of Arizona found white patients are 40% more likely than blacks to get primary care from a cardiologist. The doctor who directed the study says bias in clinical decision making often leads to unequal treatment for racial and ethnic minorities. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Former FBI Chief James Comey says President Trump's attacks on the Bureau make the nation less safe. He says they undermine the public confidence.
That the institution is honest, competent, independent, and so in hundreds and thousands of ways, that can affect public safety.
He also says it could lead to crime victims no longer believing an agent knocking on their door is there to help, or that an agent testifying before a jury can be believed. When asked about Robert Mueller's Russia investigation, Comey didn't give details or say what questions he would ask the president if it were him, saying only, "It's logical that Mueller is seeking to interview the president." The questions Robert Mueller is expected to ask the president were leaked earlier. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.